You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Ben Standing here for another edition of the Locked On Wizards podcast. The other day, we had a Wallapalooza, all things John Wall. This one will be a, what do we call this one? Kieferama? Does that work? Kieferama? Because I caught up with Wizards starting power forward Markieff Morris. He had an event. It's a charitable event, you could say, giving backpacks away to kids in D.C. on a Saturday. There were just a couple of us there, us meaning media folk, and we had a chance to catch up with Morris, talk about his offseason, that Celtics series, his brother now on Boston, and he's also got some news in his because he's got some big changes coming up in his world. And if you want to see the written version of this, you can check out my article on fanragsports.com. Of course, you can also, if you just follow me on Twitter at Ben Standing, you will see that link, among other things in there. So this will be probably about 9 minutes of a couple of us asking Markieff Morris questions. And then after that, I'll come back, tell you the one thing that stood out to me from that discussion and the one thing that we did not discuss with Markieff Morris that is probably a bigger deal than we're all sort of have made it out to be to this point. Now, if you are not already a subscriber of the Locked On Wizards podcast and you want to make sure you don't miss any of our talk about the Wizards, please do so by subscribing on iTunes or anywhere else you do your podcasting. It is now just about mid-August, but which means it's basically about 1 month away from the start of training camp. By Monday or Tuesday, we should know the rest of the Wizards 2017-18 schedule. We already heard about their opening night and the Christmas Day game. If you want to hear that podcast, you can go check it out. That was a post, I believe, about Thursday night, Friday morning. That also includes myself and Todd Dibas from the Washington Times talking about the Wizards off season. All right, let's get into this. Here is Wizards power forward Markieff Morris from Saturday, sort of the I was going to say the potpourri edition, but we just already gave this name, Kieferama. That's what we're doing. It's the Kieferama. Here we go. Markieff, thanks for talking. Obviously, to start with the event, you give a backpack away for kids. Lots of kids out here. To start with the premise, why did you decide this is something you wanted to do for the community?
It's my second year doing it. I'm just want to get back to the kids. They're the future. I'm showing them anything is possible. And the cities need stuff like this, need guys to get back to come to the inner city to show them that we don't need to, be on the outskirts of the city or we're just like they are.
What do you think when you see the turnout? Obviously a pretty long line, a lot of people showing out.
It's my second year. Last year was pretty about the same. Then they got basketball games going on and football games going on at the same time with a concert. So I thought maybe, have it the same time and be a lot more kids to come.
The backpack is obviously part of it, but I'm sure a chance to come meet NBA players one too. Do you remember when you were a kid the first time you met a famous athlete or a celebrity or something like that?
Yeah, I always remember it. I was in a Rasheed Wallace camp. I think I was like 10 or 11, and I got to interact with him. That's stuff that stick with kids forever. They don't forget stuff like that even when they get older.
I guess we haven't seen you for a little bit. I saw you in Vegas for half a second. Has the offseason been going for you? What have you been kind of doing beyond this event?
It's basically the same. I just came from a camp in Philadelphia with another backpack drive that I have every year. It was the second year of my camp. It was like the sixth year of the backpack drive. But, it's different stuff like that. Still getting ready to have a baby in September the 6th. And just working on my game, trying to come better than I was last year.
So you're just a few weeks away from...
Yeah, 3 weeks, yeah.
What's life like right now?
It's just a lot. It's real chill right now. try to keep her off her feet as much as possible and just, you know, just try to stay by her side. So it's really just home in the gym, back and forth.
How do you think the addition of your brother to the Boston Celtics has really changed the dynamic between you guys and Boston?
I don't think it will change it. I don't think like, you know, it's going to mess it up. I just think it's going to be a little bit softer than what it was. just a little bit. But I think we'll still have that rival because, you know, we don't like those guys that don't like us, and I don't think that should change with my brother and team.
How did you find out he was going to be playing for the Celtics, and what was your reaction?
I was asleep. We was actually in the house in Philadelphia getting ready to go work out. He came in my room, knocked on my door, I think it was 8 o'clock in the morning, and usually he'd just come right in. You know what I mean? Just come in and tell me, and I knew when he asked me to come out the room, I was like, yeah, there's something wrong. But I think, you know, that was the best move for him, honestly, man. You get to play for an organization like Boston. That's one once in a lifetime. And, you know, I'm happy for it, and I really can't wait till that Christmas game.
The first two games, what we know about, it feels like it's a marquee for us, especially the first game against your hometown team, second game against your brother. What did you think about that first game as well?
I didn't play the Sixers 40 times in my NBA career already, so it's kind of like one of those things that it's another game. Playing against my brother is always fun. It's always special. That's the game I'm more looking forward to.
Has the family thought of things to do? Because Christmas time, you guys going to be playing each other. Y'all thought of what you're going to do?
Oh, yeah. We're just going to all fly out to Boston. You know, spend Christmas, or at least Christmas morning in Boston, and, you know, and then Christmas Eve. Just have it's a lot of fun.
Have you ever played against your brother in a game that, you know, got chippy or anything like that? Not between you and him, but, you know, between you and other guys, because, of course, that could happen with the Celtics.
I don't think so. No, I haven't. And things that get real chippy against the Celtics. You know, they had a couple guys do a couple things, but I didn't think it was chippy.
At John's press conference, we asked him sort of how much of that Celtics series, Game 7, what have you, was on his brain this whole offseason. How about for you?
The whole offseason, man, one game away from, you know, being in the Eastern Conference Finals was big for us. We let that one get by, and it leaves a bad taste in our mouth. At the end of the day, I still feel like we were the better team. I think our team felt like we were the better team. But, you know, we came up short, and, you know, we got to double back this year. Every game is going to be like a Game 7 now to this time, I feel like.
What do you think about the deals that Otto and John got? Obviously, they're going to be with the team for a while.
I'm excited for my guys. And I just seen OP the other day, man, and, you know, that's well-deserved, and, you know, John the King of D.C., so, you know, that was coming sooner or later.
Does this mean that they're paying for every meal for the rest of the season?
Well, John already pays for every meal. Maybe not Otto. Maybe.
Speaking of the Celtics, what do you think about the moves they made? I mean, I feel like them losing Avery Bradley kind of changes things, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, you get a guy like Marcus Smart to take that role, you know. They drafted a guy from SMU, a defensive, to take that role. Then you get my brother. And, you know, for me, that was a big move for him. I think, you know, a lot of teams downplay it, or maybe analysts or maybe writers downplay it. But, you know, that was a super big move for them. I would rather have him here.
Markeith, just looking at how you've grown here in D.C. and really got acclimated to the community, the second annual backpack drive here. Looking back 2 years ago, what would that Markeith that just got traded here say about what you've grown into today?
Well, first of all, this is like home to me. My mom is from here. Like, my entire family is from the D.C. area. So once I got here, I already knew, you know, right away I got to get in the community. You know what I mean? It's the same thing if I went home to Philly. It was the same thing, but, you know, I kind of got the same mentality that I had then and I had now, so it just be like, I think he would just say, just keep pressing forward, you know, do as much as you can do in the community, man, and have the kids believe more than anything that anything is possible.
In school, you got the whole family out here doing it. You got your girl out here doing it with you. What's that mean to you that you have the whole family behind you doing this?
So what we try to do is, like, let's try to do it all from, you know, just from the inside. We don't look for sponsors. We don't look for, you know, the people who broadcast and just do it on our own. And my mom and my uncle, they actually run the whole thing. You know what I mean? We don't, everybody that's working the camp is either, you know, from the community here, the rec center, or in my family. We just try to keep it that way. We don't want to, you know, really don't really want cameras here. We just want to do it just, you know, for the kids and for the community.
Thank you for letting us be.
What are you working on looking toward this next season? What do you hope to improve on in your
Just keep improving on the 3-point shot, scoring more, staying more consistent. I was you know, a little up and down this year, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's a long season, so I'm trying to forget about 20 games before, you know, you just keep looking in the future. I just got to be more consistent, rebound the ball more, get a little bit more agile, too. My bones loosen up, my muscles, you know. Pretty stiff type guy, so I got to figure out how to get loose.
What's been tougher, sort of gearing up that next level of your game or getting ready for this kid and studying up on that?
Getting ready for the kid and staying up all night, man. You know, basketball is natural, man. So, you know, we've been preaching in a world-class shape this year. So, you know, once everybody's in great shape, I think, you know, basketball is just coming along. You know, it's something I've been doing 20 years of my life. So, it's natural to us.
What's the one thing about fatherhood that you're learning that maybe you didn't realize or you didn't have a full grasp on it before?
Nothing, man. I'm kind of laid back type of guy, so, you know, I just embrace everything, man. I ain't got a choice but to be, you know, all the way in. So I'm just waiting on her now, and then, you know, I know she's gonna be chill, laid back like me. So it won't be too much. Can't be too much.
Cool. I guess one last question. What do you think about the Kyrie Irving situation in Cleveland?
It's unfortunate, man, but, you know, me personally, I don't know what's going on in the organization or what, but, you know, he's going back-to-back championships. I would try to find something that's going to better the team and not get away from him. But, you know, that goes without saying what's going on. I'm not there. I don't know what the organization is like. But, you know, just from the outside looking in, look like a great situation for everybody playing next to the team.
Cool. Nice. Best of luck with everything.
Hey, before we get back to the podcast, quick break here to talk about our sponsors, SeatGeek. Look, Markieff Morris is going to have some very interesting battles on the court this coming season. He already mentioned his brother is now playing for the Celtics, but come on, you know you want to see Markieff Morris against Paul Millsap again when the Denver Nuggets come into town. If the Wizards are playing Cleveland, he's probably going to be guarding LeBron James. And you know, there's always a fun edge on the court with Markieff Morris. And if you want to see him doing his thing live at the Capital One Arena, one way to do it is by checking out our friends with SeatGeek. Because with SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just 2 taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Now, you guys have heard me talk about the app many times by now, and obviously the NBA schedule is about to be released. We just heard about Christmas Day, Opening Day. Those are two games that you can look at possibly to get. Obviously, that Christmas, well, the Christmas Day game, you'd have to be going to Boston for that one. But hey, they have SeatGeek works up there, so you can check that out if you somehow decide you want to go hang out with the Morris family up in Boston. But if you want to either see the opening night with the Wizards hosting Markelle Fultz in his NBA debut, or any of the other 40 home games, here's the way to go do it and save $20 in the process. Here's how. Download the SeatGeek app. Enter promo code LONBA. That's LO as in locked on, NBA. Do that. That promo code will save you $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code LONBA today, and save $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. And if you do it, and if you pick the right game, maybe you'll see Markieff Morris have a big game. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
All right, and there you have it, Markieff Morris. Thanks to him for his time and the good good showing by him for doing the backpack giveaway for the second straight year. It was a pretty, pretty big crowd. They had some other, I guess it was tied in with a large, with another event, another community event. There were a lot of, there were some other vendors there, sort of outside this rec center. A lot of kids there, face painting going on, food and so on. So it looked like a good event overall, and nice to see Markieff being able to participate in the community that he gets now calls his, I don't know if he calls it his home, but at least his second home. He calls it his home now, but you know what I mean? Philly's home, so this would be his other home. Two things that stood out to me from this, or one thing that stood out to me from the interview. He made this comment when I asked him about, has he been focusing more on essentially getting ready for this new kid or basketball, or what's been, I guess, the trickier challenge was what I asked. And he said, quote, getting ready for the kid and staying up all night, basketball is natural. We've been preaching, but then this is the part that I found interesting. We've been preaching world-class shape this year. Once everybody is in great shape, I think basketball will just come along, dot, dot, dot. What I think is interesting about that is this is on the heels of John Wall at his press conference talking about the need to get in better shape, how he admitted he got tired in Game 7 of that Boston series, and how he's been doing what he can to get in better shape. I'm curious to see if we'll hear by training camp or maybe before then, if the Wizards players themselves have had some sort of a powwow either at the end of the season or since about the idea of, hey, we have to ratchet up our fitness level. Obviously, part of what happened last year was the fact that because they had no bench help for the most part, especially in the backcourt, all these guys had to play heavy minutes all throughout the year, but especially in the playoffs, and most incredibly in Game 7 when Wall and Beal played a ton of minutes. But it's interesting just to sort of hear that point, because we all, as laymen, look at these guys and think, you know, my word, I'd kill to be in the shape that they're in. But it's a different level when everybody is at that point. And, you know, if you can be the other guy may have more talent, but if you've got more gas in the tank come the fourth quarter, you know, that may be enough. And obviously the Wizards, and it wasn't just that Celtics game. There were other times during the year where, in the case of Wall, it looked like maybe he did run out of fuel in fourth quarters at times. And, you know, in the case of Morris, you know, I don't know if I necessarily noticed that, but he does get in foul trouble a decent amount. You know, sometimes foul trouble can be because of tired legs, which leads to lazy defense and so on. So in any event, I thought that was an interesting thing from Morris, that of all the things to sort of point out, that getting in shape, or what did he say specifically, once everyone is in great shape, I just thought that was interesting. So we'll see how much of a theme that is for the Wizards once we get to training camp. Now, as far as the one thing we didn't discuss, that would be an upcoming court case for both Markieff and his brother Marcus that will take place in Phoenix on August 21st. This is stemming from an accusation of assault for an incident that goes back some time. Of course, my computer is killing me right now and not moving here. In any event, the date was set back in April. From what I heard, neither of the Morris brothers will be in Phoenix for the case. So here's the story here. This is stems back from an incident 2 years ago at a Phoenix Recreation Center. So when Morris was still with the Suns, both the Morris brothers were accused of allegedly assaulting a man outside a Phoenix Recreation Center. The Morris brothers were accused of helping three other people beat 36-year-old Eric Hood on January 24th, 2015. I'm reading here from the Associated Press story about, I should say, Hood told Phoenix police that he was repeatedly punched and kicked while sustaining a fractured nose, abrasions, and large bump on his head. Hood is an acquaintance of the Morris brothers and reportedly had a falling out with him in 2010. I haven't heard too much about this. It wasn't really something that was discussed, at least not where I was last season. Morris, you know, from everything I can see, has been essentially a model citizen. Which, you know, again, it's just within the realm of what I have seen and heard. So it would be obviously very curious to see what happens here. Now, I'm not even going to begin to speculate about anything about the trial. All I really know are the details that I just read to you. And, you know, a couple of the things I've heard, but I don't really know the sense of this case. Hopefully maybe we'll hear some things in the next few days. Maybe I'll have a chance to talk to somebody either out in Arizona or anybody else who may have some insight into this. But that's definitely something to keep an eye on. Again, I'm not quite sure what the punishment could potentially be, but if you're talking about assault, I guess, you know, lots of things are on the table. And obviously the Wizards have the schedule right around the corner. So we will see about that. All right. So let me end everything there. Thank you guys again for listening. Back more with some more podcasts later in the week. I still have more with Todd Dybas and I talking about the NBA as a whole, along with some other wizardy things. And we'll figure out some more topics here in the next couple days. And again, the schedule is going to be out. That will be something to discuss right there. So more to come here on the Locked On Wizards podcast. Again, please subscribe on iTunes if you're in there. Leave a nice review. That helps more people find the podcast, and it makes me smile a little bit more when I see those. And honestly, I'll take all the smiling I can get these days. All right. We'll end it there. Thanks as always. Thanks you guys for listening. And until next time, see ya.
Beal gets open for three. Dagger!
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.